Hey there, Comaris and Comparis. Enjoy listening to our podcast? Want to take the fun to your events too? We gotcha. Make your virtual or face-to-face gatherings and celebrations extra special with your favorite podcast hosts, Jaya and Oi. For inquiries, sponsorships, and collaborations, please send an email to comaritalkpodcast@gmail.com. Chica moderately.
Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba, ow! Kayo ay maghanda na. Tawagin ang barkada, kami ay may ayuda. Bongga! Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa Kumarito, 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 Kumarito. Hey! Chica moderately.
Doom, 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 doom. Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Doom, 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 doom.
Natawid. Hello again, Comaris and Comparis. This is Oi.
And this is Jaya, and welcome back to
Kumaritalk! may funny story ako. Napanaginipan, hindi ko nakwento sa'yo ito. Napanaginipan ko, paulit-ulit natin nire-record, girl, yung pinagawa sa ating dalawa ni Jack.
Hey there,
guys. Hey there, guys, in Comparis. You're listening to the country's number one tech podcast. Jack talks. Tech.
Grabe, inaboy ka sa panaginip mo, girl.
For some reasons, paulit-ulit. Tapos ang dami daw nating retake.
Uy, gago, totoo yung nangyari.
Totoo yung retake na madami. Siguro mga naka-apat yata tayo. Or lima?
Anim
ba? Madami tayong imagine ha, wala pang 30 seconds yung ano na yun. Kasi yun yung sakit namin, mga
Kumaris. Hindi talaga kami, hindi namin forte yung scripted.
Hindi kami ganun kagaling kapag may script kami binabasa. Kasi mas ano tayo eh, mas lumalabas yung creative juices kapag free-flowing.
Improv.
Or yung tipong bullet points lang, hindi yung talagang buong babasahin mo na susundan.
Oo.
Naalala mo yung event na.
Oh my gosh.
More bulol, more fun.
Alam kami ni Owi, kapag live event, ang galing namin, ay tatawid namin. Pero kapag yung recorded...
Recorded na.
Ang daming takes, babe. Ang hirap, no?
Naintindihan ko na yung ano, yung trabaho ng pagiging artista.
True.
Na kailangan mong kabisaduhin yung linyahan, you wanna be convincing,
correct.
Ganyan.
Ang hirap ng trabaho maging... Hirap pag artista.
Pero hindi talaga yung topic natin.
Alam mo talaga.
Oo. So bilang we are celebrating International Women's Day.
Today.
And today is March 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So apart from International Women's Day, we're also celebrating Fire Prevention Month.
Isama mo talaga yan.
Pero hindi sunog ang pag-uusapan natin.
True.
We wanna celebrate womanhood.
Yes. And siguro in relation to that, women are fire.
Yeah.
This girl is on fire. Alam ni Alicia Keys understood the assignment.
Correct. And Alicia Keys really recorded that song for us today.
Yeah, for us today and for the Fire Prevention Month. And sobrang wala sense
niya. Kasi naalala mo parang a year ago we recorded not the same episode pero it has the same theme.
Oh.
When we answered yung top 5 Miss Universe
questions
nung batch ni Rabia.
Yes.
And that also talks about women empowerment. So this time, siguro ano natin,
season 1 yun
natin. Mm-hmm. Correct. Season, ang tagal na, no?
True. Oh my God, si girl, wait lang, sorry, naalala ko lang, yung intro pa dun sa podcast episode na yun, yung intro ng Miss Universe.
Oo, tapos basag.
Basag na audio.
Pero we learned na.
Oo.
Oh, pero bilang we're celebrating women empowerment, siguro I wanna ask the question para sa'yo, since you are the woman, between the two of us, no?
Uh-uh.
This was also the same question asked to Sushmita Sen when she won Miss Universe.
Oh.
Circa 19 something. Ang tanong kasi sa kanya is, what's the essence of being a woman?
At ito yung sinagot niya na mabuntis at mag-produce. Mabuntis at mag-reproduce.
The essence of being a woman is to procreate.
Procreate.
For procreation. Well, technically...
Tama din naman siya.
She made a lot of sense. Pero here's the thing kasi, that was 19-something.
Oo.
Hindi ko alam kung anong taon, pero siguro 1980s or 90s yata. Sorry for... I'm not really a fan ng Miss Universe. Pero, imagine the way people think back then versus how they are thinking now.
Correct. Sobrang progressive na, no?
Totoo. Dati kasi, hindi tayo forward thinking. Aminin natin yan. And especially for us Filipinos, na pag-usapan
sobrang
natin
conservative
ito.
Conservative kasi.
Conservative tayo eh. Parang, number one, we are a Catholic country.
Mm-mm.
Well, at least majority of us are Catholics dito sa Pilipinas. Idagdag mo pa yung mga kapatid natin, mga kumares and kumpares nating Muslim,
mm-hmm,
at saka mga other religious sects like, yes, Iglesia ni Cristo,
Jehovah's Witnesses,
na naglilin talaga dun sa conservatism.
Yes.
So that was the previous way of thinking. Pero fast forward to 2022, I'll ask you the same question. Para sa'yo, what do you think is the purpose of, what's your purpose rather as a woman?
Ang hirap naman, bakla. Parang tulog pa nga yung diwa ko, sis. Charing. Pero, for me, siguro, immediate answer at the top of my head, to empower another woman. Kasi ngayon, you don't just limit womanhood to biological females. Sometimes, you can refer, you can refer, like, yung mga single dads, 'di ba? I mean, parang yung mga single dads who take on the role of a mother also.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga queer, our queer brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Anyone who is a woman, regardless, or who feels like a woman, regardless of their orientation. Parang, I think the purpose of being a woman is to empower another woman. Ngayon. And how do you do that? You respect, you recognize them, you see them, you listen to them.
Correct. Diba?
You understand them, you support them. Parang, you pull them up. You don't, bring them down, take them down. So, parang yun na siya ngayon. And I know it's vague, and I know it goes more than that or deeper than that. But siguro kung surface level lang answer, I think the purpose of a woman is to empower another woman.
I like your answer na na hindi siya nililimit dun sa... Kasi bigay na natin, okay. As a biological female, if you're born with a pekpek... Ay,
yeah.
Sige. If
tama
you're born
naman
with a pekpek, dun tayo. Regardless kasi kung lesbian ka, you're queer, but you still have the vagina.
Yeah.
Or straight ka na babae, you can reproduce eh. You can repopulate the earth. Technically.
True.
Pero what else can other people... I mean, what other things can other people do that you can't do? Or what can you do na hindi kayang gawin ng ibang tao na hindi biologically female?
Magpasuso. Breast. Feeding moms.
That makes sense pa yung sinabi ko. Para ako naguluhan din mismo.
Ano-anit yung tanong?
As biological female, babalik ako, no? From square. As biological females kasi, regardless kung orientation mo, pwede ka kasing mag-reproduce. Pwede ka mabuntis, mga anak. Pero bukod doon, ano pa ba ang hindi kayang gawin or ang kaya mong gawin na ginagawa rin ng ibang tao? Na kung hindi man siya biologically male, people in our community, technically, we're all equal eh.
Lahat.
We're all the same.
Yeah. And alam mo, I mean, not to put so much on the ability of women to reproduce, we can't do that without a sperm.
Correct.
Which comes from who?
Men.
So, it's equal. I mean, hindi naman sa, hindi ako feminist. I mean, partly I think because I'm a woman, I'm feminist, but I'm not sexist naman, but I don't look at that. But I am pro women, I'm pro female, I'm pro feminism. Pero wala, equal. I mean, the concept of equality goes beyond that.
Beyond reproduction.
Beyond reproduction, because as much as we put women on a pedestal because we reproduce, kinakarga namin yung bata sa tiyan namin or whatever. I think yun, that separates us from all other, ano, from men. Sige. Ano
the male species.
The male species.
Yun na lang talaga. Na lang, let's talk about science
na. Kasi kung ano lang, ability to reproduce, we can't do that without men. Mm. Pero siguro yung nourishing ng bata sa loob namin, alam mo yun, the nourishing of yung in terms of like food, pagpapakain, keeping our bodies healthy, because it's not just us na nandito, 'di ba? Meron kaming isa pang buhay sa loob namin.
Correct.
Siguro 'yun lang yung magiging quote on quote lamang namin for 9 months, kasi hindi naman na-experience ng biologically male people 'yun. Uh-oh. Na magdala ng bata sa sinapupunan nila, 'di ba?
Iba kasi yung feeling, well, hindi pa ako nabuntis ever. at feeling ko hindi talaga mangyayari. Hindi ako magbubuntis at all. Pero alam mo yung, hindi rin ako nakabuntis pa. Ano lang ha?
Disclaimer
lang tayo, so hindi pa rin ako nakabuntis pa. Pero ganito na lang, I'm gonna relate my experience sa aso ko.
Mm-mm.
Na nabuntis siya. So, para rin kasi akong ano eh, para rin akong tatay.
Oo.
Alam mo yung you care about your dog, alam mo naman yung aso ko, anak ko talaga yun.
Correct.
Na nagbuntis siya, na halos lahat ng pwede kong ibigay sa kanya, ibibigay ko.
Luho.
Oo. Hindi ko alam kung ganun ba sa babae, pero malamang ibang-ibang experience ng babae sa lalaki. Pero iba rin kasi, I mean, ako I felt the care, yung concern na meron kang pinoprotect. Pero iba kasi pag babae ka mismo at ikaw yung mismo nagdadala nung ano, nung bata. Na talagang extra ano ka nun. Dapat, extra careful ka sa lahat ng ginagawa mo, sa kilos mo, and all. Kasi nga, may buhay kang inaalagaan. And I think, yun nga, going back to your point, that's your edge. That's your advantage as a woman, because you can feel it firsthand. If you haven't experienced that, hindi pa kayo nagbuntis at all, darating yung point na mararamdaman mo yon. Pero, here's the thing. Ang dami pa rin kasing tao, girl, na regardless of the experience that you have as women, may, ano pa rin sila? Nakulong sila dun sa pagiging conservative nila as Filipinos. Kasi bilang tayo sa Pilipinas, ha, we are dominated by Catholic, Roman Catholic, madami sa atin. Though, naghiwahiwalay din sa mga iba religious sects like Iglesia ni Cristo, yung Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, pero meron, marami pa rin talaga tayong Catholics. Number two is yung Muslims. Tapos, kung titignan mo kasi palagi, they're always basing it dun sa patriarchal society.
Mm-mm.
Technically. And a lot of times, because nakulong sila dun sa ganung notion na, okay, patriarchal society. Am I saying it correctly? Patriarchal.
Patriarchal.
Basta.
Fuck the patriarchy. Keychain on the ground.
Dapat mas nakakataas ang lalaki.
Oo.
Sa kahit anong bagay.
Kahit anong field.
Oo. At nakulong sila sa ganung pag-iisip.
Mm-mm.
Nakapag-porket babae ka, hindi ka pwedeng maging ikaw yung breadwinner.
Oh, hindi ikaw yung ganun. Padre de pamilya, kasi haligi ka lang dapat ng tahanan.
Kahit ilaw talaga.
Ay, haligi ng tahanan pala yung tatay.
Tatay, ilaw ng
tahanan. Ilaw
ng
tahanan ka lang dapat. Hindi ka pwedeng maging haligi.
So may ganun.
Parang ganun.
Totoo. At ang hirap i-break nung...
Ako hindi ko alam, girl, kung saan talaga nang galing yung difference sa class ng men and women, ha. Kasi, pero sinabi nila, ewan ko, may mga nabasa ako. Or may mga narinig ako, based daw sa Bible, kasi ang una daw na ginawa, kasi
it
women,
was biblical.
Women daw were made from men's ribs.
Hinugot mula sa tadyang.
Tadyang, ayun. So, technically daw.
Ribs ba yung tadyang?
Hindi ko alam yun.
Hindi ko rin alam.
Pero di ba parang bone from...
Basta malapit sa ribs.
Oo. Ayun ba yun? Oo, parang ito yung tadyang.
Dito yung tadyang?
Oo. So yun, so parang...
Help us, kumares and kumares. Ano ba yung tadyang?
Diba? Ang babaeng hinugot sa aking tadyang.
I-google ko nga. I'll
so, tas yun. So parang, kaya doon lang gagaling yung parang male superiority siguro na kami unang ginawa, kami yung mas essential, ganon. Tas diba, they refer to the higher being, the supreme being, whatever your supreme being is, as a man.
Oo.
Diba? But Mother Earth is a woman.
A woman.
Diba? Tapos, kaya I appreciate, you know, Ariana Grande's song na God is a woman. Because a woman could technically be anyone. Kaya yung sinabi ko sa'yo kanina, yung start ng episode, na regardless if you're a biological male, but you take on woman's responsibilities, that makes you a woman, a strong woman. Ngayon, di naman na siya parang... And gone are the days when we only refer to men and women as based on their
biological their anatomy
the anatomical structure of their bodies. Hindi na ganun eh. Pero it goes beyond that too. Ito, Wonder Woman, si ano, Gal Gadot. Yung, remember, ano, there was a line there, and I think I used this as a caption of my... Kasi diba nung Halloween last year, ang costume ko ay si Wonder Woman. Tapos, I think I used this as a caption. Parang, I am the man. Parang kasi parang, we need a man to blah, 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 blah. So, dumating si Wonder Woman. So, parang sabi niya, I am the man. So, parang, gets ba? Parang kasi sometimes, we have this notion na a man gets the job done. But a woman can too. And we don't discount that if women can, men can't. They can too. We all can. So I think it's just breaking the stigma that one is better than the other.
Totoo.
Diba? We're equals naman.
Totoo. Diyan talaga pumapasok yung diversity, inclusion, and equality.
Oo. Ito may question ako sa'yo. Sorry, medyo...
Ago.
Ano ata, lilihis. Parang, were you at some point like guilty of the putting women down? Kunyari, sa kalsada, pag mayroong medyo hindi magaling mag-drive, babae pala yung driver, kaya pala. Mga ganon. May mga experiences ka bang ganon first hand?
Personally, I never underestimated
women.
Mm-mm. Mas, ako, sige, I'm speaking as ano ha, as a member of the queer community.
Yes.
Mas na-underestimate ko pa ang lalaki.
Oh, interesting.
Bakit? Weird. Okay, let me put it this way.
Okay.
I used to be a gamer.
What?
I used to be a gamer.
Gamer naman pala, yard.
Pero hindi yung gamer na MOBA.
As in yung,
Mobile Legends, ML.
Mga Ragnarok.
Yung mga tipong Tekken, Marvel versus Capcom.
Di ba yung tattoo mo? Lahat mga DC characters.
I love X-Men, mga ganyan.
Capcom.
Oo, mga Capcom, mga Street Fighter, mm-hmm. Ganun. And all my close friends know na nakakalaro ko back then. I never, as in, used a male character.
Oh, sila Chun-Li. Ay, yung mga tattoo mo lahat.
That's
ng
why, there is
female
a story.
Characters.
Yung tattoo ko dito sa aking left arm are all female characters from X-Men.
I remember the first time I saw your tattoo nung ano pa, sa training pa.
Uh-oh.
Yung first time natin magkakilala. Hindi pa tayo friends.
Oo.
Like, pinakilala pa lang na ganyan. So, parang sabi ko, ala, ang laki ng tattoo mo. Tapos sinabi mo sa akin na lahat yan, lahat ng female characters sa X-Men yan.
Mga main characters na female
sa X-Men. Sabi ko, hindi ko naman kilala yung mga yan. Tapos parang, eventually, parang, si Poison Ivy, si Storm, si Poison Ivy, si ano?
Si Rogue, si Jean Grey, mga ganun.
Jean Grey pala yung ibig sabihin. Si Poison Ivy. Uy, tagtag mo na si Poison Ivy.
Sa kabilang arm. Pero yun, never ako naglaro ng male character. Kasi bilib ako dun sa capacity ng mga female characters that I see.
Mm-mm.
On the video games.
Nalipad-lipad bakla, nasplit-split sa Eren, no?
Oo, diba? Uh-uh. Sige, babalik tayo dun sa tanong mo na have I underestimated anyone? To be honest, hindi. Number one kasi, not that I'm considering myself as a woman, I'm not. But
you are!
Somehow. Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Uh-oh.
Mentally. In spirit.
Yes.
Sige. Mas tiwala ako sa decision making ng babae. Kung ako ha, again, the views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect to that of the network. Mas tiwala ako dun sa capacity ng babae. Number one, hindi lang siya basta to lead eh.
Mm-mm.
Kasi there is always good traits, there are good traits rather, from men that you can get also na pwede mong i-apply para sa sarili mo. Pero yung pagiging nurturing ng tao,
yes,
it's innate for nurturing. Women to be more nurturing than men.
Mm-mm.
Kasi tayo, biological females, lalo yung mga nagdalang tao na, pinagdaanan nila kung gaano kahirap yung magdala ng tao. And it's
literally
the same thing. Oo. It's like you're leading someone pa eh. Mm-mm. You're leading, not really, hindi siya example eh. You're leading someone talaga.
Mm-mm.
Nagpapalaki ka ng someone sa sinapupunan mo.
Yes.
So yung pagiging nurturing mo, natural yan nalalabas kung babae ka.
Na parang, if you are the, kunyari, when you're single, I'll speak from experience. When you're single and hindi ka talaga, alam mo yung tipong hindi ka pala kain.
Mm-mm.
Kasi ako ganun ako noon eh. Hindi ka pala kain, hindi ka foodie.
Uh-oh.
Tapos parang hindi ka kumakain ng healthy food.
Mabisyo ka.
But once you get pregnant, parang sometimes you do things not for you. It becomes selfless na.
Totoo.
Di ba? Parang it becomes, hindi ka na yung bida. Parang it becomes about the person inside you na. Ako, I experienced that when I was pregnant. Eh, ako nga, di ba? I smoke, I drink. Parang sobrang unhealthy ng lifestyle ko. Like, I don't eat a lot. I don't eat all the time. And I don't eat healthy food. I don't eat vegetables.
Kumakain chicken wings eh.
Oo, I don't eat. As in, fast food lang. But like, uh-oh, hindi pa always. Parang bihira lang akong kakain, ganyan.
And sometimes you don't eat at all.
Yeah, and sometimes I don't eat at all. Nung kabataan ko, parang, but oy guys, hindi naman ako clinically diagnosed as anorexic. Pero, I think nasanay na lang ako sa lifestyle na ganun na I just eat, kunyari, junk food. One bag of chips a day. Mm. For the whole day na yun ha. Or yung maliit lang na clover. For the whole day, busog na ako. Parang, hindi talaga ako palakain. Tapos, when I got pregnant, girl, parang, I didn't have yung sobrang lalang cravings na yung mga paglilihian mo, ganito, ganyan. Wala.
Papabili ka ng manga sa this oras ng gabi.
Naman, hindi ko naman na-experience yon. And swerte rin siguro ng baby daddy ko, hindi ka na-experience yon. But, I started to
care
about my diet na parang okay, I should eat and I should drink milk, I should take vitamins. Hindi naman ako nagva-vitamins, be ako.
Well, you did those things na hindi mo ginagawa noong kadalagahan mo
for the baby. And I wasn't forced. It was all like natural. Hindi ko pinilit na uminom ng Anmam. Hindi ko pinilit na mag-take ng zinc, ng calcium, ng vitamins. Hindi ko pinilit
hindi
yun.
Hindi dahil sa may nagsabi sa'yo na, uy, gawin to gawin mo kasi buntis ka. Pero it came out naturally.
Oo, naturally. Na parang, kasi kahit naman i-recommend ng OB mo, yung OB ko kasi syempre may nire-reseta yun ng mga vitamins sa akin. Kahit i-recommend ng OB mo, if you don't want to, you won't do it. Ako kasi nung time na yun, I honestly didn't want to. Like, hindi siya voluntarily. But I did it because I felt like if I wasn't doing it for me. It wasn't for me.
Totoo.
It's not about me. It's about the baby inside me. Na, kasi parang ang naisip ko nun, girl, shit, gusto ko matalino yung anak ko. Shit, gusto ko malusog siya. Gusto ko, alam mo, parang you want the best. Na parang, pag lumabas siya, walang aberya. Gusto ko parang sobrang healthy niya. Wala siyang mga, ang tawag ito, mga anomalya sa katawan. True enough, tingnan mo, anak ko, sobrang talino. Bakala, anyari dun.
At doon nanggagaling yung ano ha. Ito, again, it's an opinion.
Uh-uh.
Yung pagiging caring ng mga babae.
Mm-mm.
And even sa amin na lang din, sa mga kasama ko sa ano, sa LGBTQIA+ community, lalo kung may aso ka, or meron kang pamangkin na inaalagaan mo, ganun din eh.
Mm-mm.
Lumalabas yung pagiging babae mo, yung womanhood mo lumalabas ng kusa.
Ito.
Hindi dahil sa pinoforce ka ng ibang tao or what, pero dahil sa kagustuhan mo talaga.
Correct.
Pero, I go.
Ay, hindi, I go.
Pero, yun nga, bigla na papag-usapan naman natin yung ganito. How do you advocate and respond to this kind of ano. Hindi siya feminism eh. Kasi we're not really uplifting female. I mean, the female species para ibaba yung mga lalaki. Hindi eh.
Mm-mm.
So, hindi siya feminist. I mean, we're not being sexist sa pinag-uusapan natin to. But we're advocating responding to equality.
Mm-mm.
Gender equality, not just for men and women, but also for those who do not identify themselves as any of the first two.
Mm-mm.
So, ikaw?
Ako personally, to answer that question, how do you advocate or respond at on the inclusivity?
Mm-mm.
I started with me. Because I'm a woman, and I feel like the best way to influence other people or to act upon something is to be it first. Like, kasi ang hirap nung puro talak ka, tas hindi naman nakikita ng mga tao, wala silang clear example what you're talking about exactly. So ako, since it's my advocacy naman, or I advocate for it, parang I start from within. Like, if people see me that I'm able to do these things, that I'm able to shine through these situations, parang they would have a sense that, oh, okay, she's not just a woman. She's a superwoman. And I think I've been doing it ever since.
Uh-oh.
I've been, parang siguro, I wasn't just aware na it's...
You're not just branding it.
Uh-oh, I'm not branding it. But like, I always get people, I mean... my friends, people telling me na they don't know how I do the things that I do. Parang, kasi parang sobrang imposible kung sila, hindi nila maisip kung sila. Like, strong independent woman. Ako naman kasi, aminado naman ako na independent talaga ako. Pero parang, kunyari, yung mga times na I'm working a 9-to-5, I'm running my own online business, tapos my family business pa, and I'm a mom at the same time, I'm a jowa at the same time, I'm a friend at the same time, all those things in just one universe. Parang those things don't occur in separate universes.
At hindi siya sequential.
Hindi siya sequential.
Simultaneous siya.
They're simultaneous. So and I'm a trainer. Alam mo yung parang sobrang ang daming responsibilities.
Overlapping.
And mm-hmm. I can't say naman na, I mean, I won't be the one to say na I'm doing good on all those. But I was all those. Parang for a period of time. Until I wasn't. But, diba? But I was all those in a period of time. For a period of time. So, yun, parang siguro the best way to advocate for it is to live through it. Live a life of a woman. Ano ba yung pagkakaintindi mo sa womanhood? And then try to live through it. Try mo kung para ma-experience mo. Kasi ang hirap mag-empower. You should empower yourself first before you're able to empower other people.
Correct.
Kasi, yun nga, di ba lagi natin sinasabi, you can't give what you don't have. It's super hard to pull people up when you can't even pull yourself up. It's hard to tell people to get their shit together.
If you can't pull your shit together.
And your credibility is on the line also.
Totoo, yeah.
Like, how do you empower another woman if you don't feel empowered yourself? So ako, I really feel very, ako pa ba? Cherry. I'm super like confident in my own skin. I feel like I'm an empowered individual. I use my experiences kasi my scars from the past.
Mm-mm.
To share experiences to pull other people up, to lift them up. And I think parang that's how I respond to it. Na parang when they see me go through this and I go through it with flying colors, then they would be able to realize that they can too. Like, parang may, alam mo, pagtatawid ka sa ano, ay may nauna na,
uh-oh,
kaya ko na to.
Susundan mo na lang kung anong ginawa niya.
Uh-oh.
It's always effective, actually. Not just for empowering women eh, na you walk the talk. Even kapag nasa corporate ka or even sa circle of friends mo,
mm-mm,
sometimes, aminin naman na natin to, in a circle of friendship or yung mga barkada natin outside or in the office,
mm-mm,
there's always that one person na gusto mong gayahin.
Uh-oh.
Not really gayahin.
You look up to.
Oo, hindi talaga yung gayahin 100% na kailangan ganito ako.
Mm.
Hindi. Pero you get inspired or inspiration from.
Yes.
Kasi nakikita mo sa kanya na, oh, this person is doing something na feeling ko kaya kong gawin one way or the other.
Uh-oh.
Hindi ko lang siguro time ngayon, pero darating ako sa time na yan na magagawa ko yung ginagawa niya.
And you really like what they're doing. Like, or, kunyari, natutuwa ka the way they speak.
Oo.
Tapos, you sometimes, you tend to adapt.
Kung na, paano sila magsalita.
Na-adapt mo paano sila magsalita. Yung mga mannerisms, gestures totoo nila, ganyan. Not necessarily like their ugali, but like, yung ano lang, yung mga the things that you're fond.
You're not imitating uh-oh them, ha? Pero you are being empowered by that person, especially if this person is really nice to you. Na-empower ka na kasi, na be you.
Yeah.
Stand up on your own. And I think that's also one way for you to respond then. Not just being advocate of ano eh, empowerment eh. It's not just women empowerment anymore, to be honest.
Mm-mm.
It's people empowerment people in empowerment general.
And we talked about this in our
previous, four episodes ago? People empowerment, or 3 episodes ago?
Or was it ano, season, and thereby yun ang season 3? Season 2?
Ang dami nating episodes. Oh,
basta we talked about people empowerment also eh. And it covers this.
This, totoo. Now, whenever you empower women, don't just simply look at the word women.
Uh-oh.
Empower people as people.
Yeah.
Empower women as people. Same thing with empowering men as people.
People, that's true. Yeah, mo nga, ang weird kasi parang, siguro na misconceptualize lang nila yung idea of women empowerment. Parang when you say, ako ah, for me, and this is just me, comparison, when we celebrate women empowerment, or kanya, International Women's Month, Women's Day, it celebrates women, like, biologically female human beings,
uh-oh,
who has done a difference, who made a difference. So parang, who stands up for something, for women. Parang fighting for equal opportunities for men and women, fighting for equality. So they should be celebrated. They're, ang tawag doon? They should be recognized with, for their achievements.
Sila.
Kinukudos sila. Diba? Parang yung achievements nila, what they've done for their community, how fiercely they were able to stand up for their rights, or some of them experienced oppression in the past or discrimination in the past. They should be celebrated. And I think this day or month puts the spotlight on the women, more than the powerful, quote-unquote, mm-hmm, women, but women who are powerless until now. Diba? Na sana, they find their own light.
Oo.
And, you know,
they find their own
voice
and use it
and
wisely,
celebrate themselves. Yeah, that's right.
Pero, part of women empowerment din naman, and yung nga sa Women's Month, not to discount the opposite sex, ha? There are people out there din kasi who stand up on behalf of these women who do not have their voices.
Correct.
Sila yung tumatayo on behalf of these women or people na hindi makapagsalita, natakot, na hindi madepensahan ang sarili. And nakakabilib yung mga taong to.
Oo.
I shared, diba, yung there was one post, I'm not sure if it's Facebook or Twitter,
mm-mm,
na someone posted a misogynist comment against the good vice president. Now, why would I vote for that person? That is a woman. Dapat magstay na lang siya sa kusina, mag-alaga na lang ng pamilya, maglaba or whatever things that, you know, usual housewife
do. Misogynist ang pota.
Hindi ba niya naintindihan na ang pagiging housewife ay trabaho? Na it's equally important as someone who's working a white-collar job,
yes,
from 9 to 5.
That's true.
The only difference is that you're not getting paid, but the effort
is the same.
And
sometimes it's harder pa.
Oo, mas mahirap yung maiwan ka sa bahay bilang nanay, mag-aalaga ka ng say 2 o 3 anak, at gawin mo lahat ng trabaho mo na dapat mong gawin. Ang hirap habulin ng sanity mo.
Correct.
Diba? Tapos mamaliitin lang siya ng kung sino mang Poncho Pilato yan na magpo-post ng something na hindi dapat siya tumakbo as presidente kasi nga babae siya. So hindi ko yun iboboto. What I really appreciated when I saw that post are those people who commented back.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of them were men.
Mm-mm.
And these men are standing up for someone na, well, the vice president didn't see it. Syempre, hindi naman siguro siya nakatag or might have seen it na hindi lang nag-respond. Pero alam mo yun, they served something to that person with a misogynist comment na, hey, baka ikaw lang ang nag-isip ng ganyan. 2020 na. Gising tayo. Mm-mm. Diba?
And alam mo, I saw another post also. It's kind of political also. Na, she was a doctor. Tapos, parang the mom, I think it was a mom, or the dad. I don't know. Ay, hindi lalaki. Parang the dad took the child to the doctor. I'm not sure if yung anak ay lalaki rin or babae. Something like that. And then the doctor, and then the dad asked the doctor na parang, ano, parang, sinong presidente mo? Something like that. Eh, diba, the professionals are rooting for
VP. A lot of them.
A lot of them are rooting for VP.
Hindi natin nalalahat ha, pero marami.
Marami.
Like, napakarami.
Correct. Napakaraming mga professional na mga doctors, lawyers, mga
teachers
na
nurses, mga ganyan.
They're rooting for VP. Tapos, itong dad, parang sabi niya, sinong president mo, ganyan. So, parang sabi niya, ano, Lenny po ako, eh, ganyan. Tapos sabi nung dad, parang bakit siya? Eh, lagi namang, normal na sinasabi kay VP, lagi namang daw lutang, lagi naman daw ganyan. Tapos sabi nung doctor, parang, kayo po, sino? Sabi niya, yung the other party. Tapos hindi niya tinanong kung bakit yung other party. Ang tinanong niya, bakit po hindi si Lenny yung presidente niyo? Tapos ang sabi nung guy, babae kasi, mahina. Sabi nung doktor, bakit sa akin niyo po pinagamot yung anak niyo? Babae siya eh. She was a female doctor. So
Burn, diba?
Natahimik yung ano. Natahimik yung lalaki. So yun, so parang wala na eh. Ang tagal na nun. I mean, nakakalungkot lang na
may ganun pa,
may ganun pa rin at this age na ang dami na, nagkaroon na tayo ng babaeng presidente.
Nakadalawa na.
Oo.
Magiging tatlo pa yan.
Magiging tatlo yan because the future is female. Pero diba, parang ang dami nang nangyari na instances wherein a woman, excuse me, proved that she can do what men can do. Pero ito, masingit ko tong topic na to bilang maaga pa naman.
Maaga
pa naman, sorry. What are your thoughts on chivalry?
Good question yan ha, chivalry.
Since we're talking about, you know, women's month.
Sige. Ang hirap sagutin kasi ng what are my thoughts eh. Bigyan mo ako ng something na narrowed.
Kunyari.
Parang is chivalry dead na ba?
Oo. Hindi, siguro parang in terms of women empowerment, how does chivalry play a role on women empowerment? Because, di ba, chivalry, sige, by definition, yung layman's term natin, chivalry
pagiging
is pagiging gentleman. So, ang chivalry is when a guy, a biological male, opens a door for women. Or lets women pass first sa pag-entrance, or kapag tatawid sa kalsada, sila yung nasa safe, si yung may women ang nasa safe side, or yung nagdadala ng bag pag mabigat. Yung basic expectations of the society from men. The bare minimum from men. How does chivalry play a role in terms of women empowerment? Kasi you know what? The reason I asked is because I have one ekalal. Out of them, chari. May unti na lang yung aura ko ngayon kasi hindi na ako masyadong umaaura ngayon. So I have this one ekalal na he said, kasi diba, nung last weekend I posted video stories of me drunk. Tapos, so I was dancing sa bar. Dance, ganyan. Tapos nag-reply siya sa story ko. Sabi niya sa akin, parang, ano, ang sarap ko daw panoorin. And you know, ito ha, hindi yun like snide remark. I get that from my female friends too. Sila OM, sila UM. They tell me na parang, ang saya daw panoorin nung stories ko. Kasi it's like, I'm really telling a story.
A narrative.
Oo, a narrative. Parang, tapos nakakapagod kasi. And it's, they feel like, I'm taking them to a lot of places.
A day in life mo.
Oo. And nakakatuwa marinig yung mga ganong, ano, parang feedback, comments. And then this guy nga, he said na, parang ang saya ko daw panoorin. And I didn't take it the wrong way. Parang sabi ko, ha, talaga ba? Sabi ko, dance-dance yan eh. Kasi nga dance-dance ako, diba? Tapos sabi niya, parang ang saya ko raw kainuman. Tapos, again guys, I did not take it the wrong way. So parang, I just took it as it is. Diba ang New Year's resolution natin ay wag na mag-overthink.
Uh-oh.
So sabi niya, parang ang saya ko daw makainuman. Sabi ko, ano, lasing na ako noon. Kasi lasing naman na talaga ako noon, no? For the dancing ako, diba? And then, this is what he told me. Okay, I'm gonna pull up receipts just so I
hindi ka ma-misquote.
Oh, hindi ako ma-misquote. So here. Ito, so here's the conversation. Ayan. Sabi niya, ang saya-saya mong panoorin. Tapos sabi ko, ha-ha-ha, as a lasing. Sabi niya, so ganyan ka pag lasing, ha-ha-ha, amazeballs. Tapos, edi, nag-ha-react ako. Tapos nag-reply siya ulit sa story ko, ha-ha-ha. Sabi ko, true, for the love trip lang pag lasing na. Sabi niya, ang saya mo siguro kainuman na medyo nakaka-stress. So that's what he told me. Sabi ko, bakit naman nakaka-stress? Tapos sabi niya, what if inuman date tapos nalasing? Parang nakakapanik kung anong dapat gawin. Kaya ba niya kasi strong independent woman siya o aalagaan ko? Kaso paano? And it, I appreciate the
okay.
The candor. Like, tapos sabi ko, ha, gago. Sabi niya, bakit? Sabi ko, hindi naman ako alagain pag lasing. Sabi niya, good to know, haha, ang funny nung paleni mo. Kasi diba, I took off my heels. Kasi bakla 4-inch heels yung suot ko noon. I took them off, tapos naglakad ako na nakayapak, alaleni. Ayun, tapos sabi ko, legit yun, masakit na talaga pa ako. So anyway, I appreciate the candor.
Mm.
Like how he told me na, nakapanik kung anong dapat gawin. Kaya ba niya kasi strong independent woman siya or aalagaan ko? And you know what? Parang, it makes so much sense. Kaya yung tanong ko sa'yo is, where does chivalry stand in terms of women empowerment? Sobrang interesting, di ba?
Interesting, oo. Nakuha ko yung point niya,
mm-mm.
Pero nakukuha ko rin yung point ng babae.
Mm-mm.
Bilang, ano naman tayo eh,
uh-oh.
Switch.
True.
Pa-flip ng pa-flip. Sige, from a man's standpoint ah.
Mm-mm. Tare, kasi pwede kang kasi tumayo pwede sa kahit anong sa kahit ano eh.
Oo, diba? Uh-huh. I can ano go anywhere
true.
Eh. From a man's standpoint, I'm getting his point na, okay, gusto kitang alagaan because it boosts my ego. It can boost my pride na,
yes.
Ooh, I'm taking care of someone. I'm taking
someone
care of a
me.
Woman. Someone
uh-oh.
Needs me. Especially, I'm saying this, but I'm not a psychological expert. I'm mm-hmm. not a psychiatrist. So, yun. It's an opinion still that I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ang laking wow nito eh, for me. Especially if I am, for example,
mm-mm.
someone na may insecurities.
Yes.
If I have a lot of insecurities and I am a man and I am being needed by someone, like a woman.
Present, you know?
I'll raise my hand, I'm gonna be there. Kahit taga Laguna ako, Quezon City, kita pupuntahan kita.
Mm-mm.
Because you need me. What do I get in return as a man? Or as that someone? Nabuboost mo yung ego ko, and natutulungan mo ko to build that confidence
mm-mm.
up. That if I take you out of the picture any in the next few days, mawala
bragging
ka man sa picture,
it's gonna
be my bragging rights
yeah.
na, oh, I saved this person.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was the go-to
hero
guy.
Hero complex.
Oh. Of, yeah, diba? Parang I was the go-to guy of Jaya for quite some time.
Oh. Kasi nga, that strong independent wasn't strong and independent.
Oh. That's pride.
Yes.
And ego. I'm not saying that it's bad. So
but it happens.
It oo naman. At saka marami yan even sa mga sige doon tayo sa ligawan portion ng mga kumares and compares natin out there. Kapag nanliligaw ka kasi syempre best foot forward ka. At ang babae sa atin kasi dito sa Pilipinas yung makaluma bang so ano ba hindi makaluma. Yung traditional way of being a girl tuloy, a babae. Kailangan magpakipot ka.
Maria Clara ka.
Oo, Maria Clara. Pahawik ka. So, nanggaling talaga siya sa sobrang layong history. Mm-hmm. Hindi lang siya basta na-invento ng kung sino mang kilala mo.
True.
Hindi. Biblical times pa ganito na talaga na kailangan pagbabae ka, ikaw ay may tawag? Marikit.
Marikit.
Ikaw ay dalisay. Dalisay. Busilak. Ganyan.
Mahalimuya.
Mahalimuya. Mahinhin. Ganun.
May delikadesa.
Oo. At ang lalaki, binird kasi yan ng society na dapat
si ikaw ay... Si malakas at si maganda, diba?
Oo, matipuno, makisig, na palaging handa kapag may babaeng nangangailangan ng tulong.
Nag-iigib.
Totoo.
Nagpapastol, sumisibak.
Correct.
Ng
kahoy.
Kahoy.
Kaya nagkaroon tayo ng notion na okay, dapat chivalrous ka.
Oo.
You have to embrace...
Nagkaroon ng responsibility, gender responsibilities.
Ang lalaki.
Oo.
At babae, true. Hindi lang lalaki. Kasi if you're a woman...
Dapat nagpapainita ka lang bakla, oh, di ba? Oh,
na you wait for the man to open the door for you before you step out of the car or enter the room. Pero here's the thing kasi, standards evolve. Napag-usapan natin to sa one of the episodes about character development bilang ang dami nating topics on that, no?
True.
The standards evolve eventually. Now, yung chivalry kasi, pwede pa rin siya mag-play on empowering women. Pero hindi mo siya pwedeng gawing absolute.
Mm-mm.
Absolute factor. Na if you're not chivalrous or if there's no chivalry, walang
you're not empowering women.
Hindi, hindi rin. And it's gonna be an equal, it should be an equal responsibility between men and women to act up on empowering. Nawawala yung vape. Asan na? Ito pala. It's an equal responsibility eh. Shared responsibility siya between man and woman, men and women, dun sa empowerment. Ano, paulit-ulit ko sinasabi ko, no? Dun sa empowerment dapat mangyari.
Uh-uh.
Sige, I'll give an example na lang to make sense. You are empowering me to work.
Uh-uh.
For example, husband and wife tayo.
Okay.
Bilang ako yung husband, okay, natatrabaho. Meron akong notion na mas mataas dapat ang iangat kong iakyat kong pera sa bahay.
Mm-mm.
Mas malaki dapat ang iambag ko sa bahay kasi ako yung padre de familia. Kung magpiplay kasi doon yung ego ko.
Sarap na ito, ano to? Pineapple.
Guyabano yata?
Hindi. Anyway. Diyawa lang kayo.
Kung magpiplay kasi ego ko doon, hindi kita pagtatrabahuin.
Mm-mm.
Hindi kita hayaang...
Ano ka lang for the housewife.
Oo, hindi kita hayaang lumabas ng bahay.
For the tamagotchi ka lang, girl.
Pero pwede kitang i-empower. Hindi naman sa hindi pagpapaka-gentleman hayaan kita mag-apply sa kung anong trabahong gusto mo. At hindi ako mag-feel bad kung eventually darating yung oras or panahon na lalaki, mas lalaki ang sahod mo kaysa sa akin.
Mm-mm.
Nag-play ba ang chivalry doon? Technically, hindi. Hinayaan lang kita.
True.
Pero darating din kasi, again, may mga other instances din na pwede mag-play yung chivalry sa empowerment. Kapag feeling mo, yung babaeng ito ay hindi na talaga kayang panindigan yung sarili niya. O hindi niya kayang depensahan, mali yung term ko, hindi pala panindigan. Hindi niya kayang depensahan yung sarili niya. Lalo kung darating na siya dun sa public humiliation or bullying na, you can always be a gentleman to defend
Mm-mm.
that person. Not just a woman ha, but other people too.
Yeah.
I guess that's my answer. It's not an absolute factor. But it's, empowerment is a shared responsibility between men and women. And other people involved.
Honestly, the reason I ask is because I'm on the gray.
Mm.
Because, kasi as a woman, my friends, my queer friends, parang, sometimes, I can't help but compare. And I'm not a feminist again. Parang, I'm for equal rights. Equality. But, sometimes kasi, you can't help but compare na your queer friends treat you as a princess. Kasi that's their idea of how women should be treated. And these people, the same people, look up to me as a strong, independent woman. But they treat me with utter respect and chivalry. And then, there are also men, and they're not part of the queer community. There are also men who wouldn't. Na parang, I don't know how they see women, their moms, their sisters. I don't know how they treat their moms and their sisters, but it's just wala. Parang, no chivalry. And it's not that I'm expecting chivalry from these men. But nakakapagtaka lang how, you know, parang they see you as a strong, independent woman, but doesn't really show that you are. Gets.
Uh-oh.
And maybe, yun nga, siguro, ego plays a big part. Totoo. Doon, na parang, I was able to tame that dragon. Something like that. Like,
correct.
Like, pat on the back because I got this girl, I got this.
Parang, if you are a strong and independent woman at nakuha ka niya, you are considered as a trophy.
Uh-oh.
Trophy.
Trophy wife, trophy girl.
Diba?
Something like that.
And hindi mo talaga maaalis ang ego. Parang kahit sa anggulo mo tingnan mo, regardless of what that topic is, sige, sex, politics, yung simpleng mag-ayaan
any
lang sa
discussion.
Date.
Any discussion.
Hindi po mag-ayaan lang kayo sa date na there are men out there na mas gusto nila na sila magbayad.
Mm-mm.
Especially if they're capable. Sige, dun tayo sa ano, realistic lang. Especially if they're capable. Mas gusto nila na sila nagbabayad because it's ego still.
Mm-mm.
I'm not saying na nagpapaka-gentleman lang sila ha, pero there's still something eh.
Oo. Correct.
It's the unstated.
The wifim. What's in it for them?
Oo,
if they do these things?
There's always an unstated something.
Mm-mm.
Why people are doing it.
Actually, you put your ego down the moment that you don't ask for the wifim. Diba? If you do things, even if wala siyang, wala kang game.
Walang balik.
You're already putting your ego aside.
Correct.
You're already practicing humility or you're already up acting upon your heart.
Totoo.
Diba?
And there's nothing wrong, ha? If you're doing that, walang masama.
True.
Walang masama na paminsan-minsan ibaba mo ng bahagya yung pride mo para iangat din yung iba.
Correct.
Walang masama sa pag-angat ng ibang tao at wala kang tinatapakan. Kaysa yung iangat mo yung ibang tao at may tatapakan ng iba or iangat mo yung sarili mo pero yung iba nakahurt din. Pwede kasing sabay-sabay lang.
Mm-mm.
And that for me is, you know, responding to empowerment talaga.
Correct. Ako, siguro to close lang kasi inopen kayo topic about chivalry and women empowerment. Siguro to close that down lang. A few notes. You can empower women by still treating them how you feel they should be treated.
Correct.
Like, regardless sa upbringing mo, kung textbook upbringing ka na ang babae dapat pinagbubuksan ng pinto, okay, go. Pero, parang, siguro, always, ano na lang, lagi naman natin itong sinasabi, always, parang intention. Parang if it comes naturally, go. Pero if your intention is otherwise, if you're just doing it, if you're doing it because of something else, parang yun siguro,
rethink.
And siguro it doesn't matter if yung idea of how you treat women correctly, but how you treat a human being.
Totoo.
In general. Ako, honestly, I can also open doors for my friends na guys. Mm. I mean, hindi naman dahil parang ako yung babae, ako yung gagawa. Hindi eh. At saka, girl, ako, kilala mo ako, girl. Kaya kong magbuhat ng kung ano-ano,
diba?
Dito sa bahay. Kaya kong magpako, kaya kong magpinta ng whatever. Kaya kong magkumpuni ng mga...
Ako lang ba yung kaibigan mo na iniiwan kita kapag marami kang bit-bit?
Hindi naman ako all the time iniiwan. Parang may mga times na hindi naman.
Pero di ba ganun? Pag,
oo.
Parang...
Or parang siguro ano, to bridge the gap or if there's a gray area, communicate.
Oo.
Girl, do you need help?
Totoo.
And when she tells you naman na she doesn't, edi, okay.
Oo, hiya mo siya.
Siguro, ano, basic courtesy na lang. Tapos, kasi merong iba na nag-i-insist. And, that's okay. That's them. Meron naman iba na they ask. Pero yung iba na, yung, grabe naman din kasi guys, yung hirap na hirap yung tao, hindi natin tutulungan. Kahit naman babae yan o lalaki yan, mali naman siguro yun, di ba? I mean, it doesn't matter kung babae yan or kung ano. Pero kung ano yan, tsaka siguro, ito, since we're celebrating International Women's Month, tanggalin na natin yung kababae mong tao label. Yung mga kababae mong tao, ang lakas mong magmura. Kababae mong tama, ang lakas mong magbisyo. Kababae mong, ano?
Lalaki rin naman nagaganon.
Oo, bakit?
And it's part of the things that we are advocating, di ba? Parang we've advocated this in the past na mga previous episodes natin. always push for equality. Anything that someone can do, assume that you can also do the same mm-hmm. thing. Assume that you're equal with this person. Walang nakakaangat sa'yo, so walang mas nakakababa sa'yo. Ikaw lang yung kalaban mo eh.
True.
The only person na kailangan mas magaling ka ay yung is sarili you. Mo kahapon.
Mm-hmm. Or kanina.
O yung kanina. Diba? Pero kanina. Kanina. Ayun.
Totoo. At saka siguro, ano na lang, let's just kill the stigma.
Uh-oh.
Ano nga yung ano natin ngayon? Ang ating hashtag for this women International Women's Month. Let's look at the...
Oh, diba sabay pa tayo nag...
Ng resources. Basta parang, ito, if siguro, the simplest way to celebrate this month is to celebrate your moms, to celebrate your sisters, your professors, yung mga babaeng yung mm-mm. friends. Celebrate them. And when you say celebrate them, hindi naman ibig sabihin nun eh, magpapakaalipin kayo sa kanila ng isang totoo. Buwan. You know, just ano, make them feel good if kung maganda yung suot nila, compliment them. Mga ano, boost their ego to validate okay. them. Kasi wala, libre lang naman yan eh. It doesn't cost you to be a nice person. Parang make someone's day if they're a woman or they act like a woman or they wanna be referred to as a woman. Diba?
And also, ano ha, dagdagan ko yung sinabi mong yan. If you don't have those, for example, and marami tayong kilala na ganun, na wala ng magulang or walang kapatid, celebrate yourself.
That's correct.
Walang masama na ibigay mo yung something that you deserve din naman paminsan-minsan. Diba we always tell each other na, okay, if you deserve a cup of coffee, go out.
Correct.
If you deserve a massage, then book a massage. You deserve a pedicure and a manicure, then go ahead. Go to the salon.
Mm-mm.
You deserve to be rewarded, especially every day that you're, alam mo yun, nagbabanag ka ng buto, lumalagari ka, you're working really hard to survive
Mm-mm.
and to get that desired lifestyle that you're aiming for in the next 5 or 10 years. Celebrate yourself as early as now.
Correct.
There's nothing wrong of rewarding something that's worthy of the efforts that you put.
Mm-mm. And I found the hashtag. So, if you listen to this episode and you have thoughts, guys, tweet us with this hashtag and tag @KumareTalk on Twitter so we can see your thoughts and insights. So, the hashtag for today, and this is from internationalwomensday.com, it's #BreakTheBias.
Oh.
So, di ba, pati tayo sa office, di ba? I think the corporate companies, corporate businesses also promote and participate in this movement. So, the campaign theme for this year for the International Women's Day is #BreakTheBias. Imagine a gender equal world, a world free of bias, stereotypes, and discrimination. A world that is diverse, equitable, and inclusive. A world where difference is valued and celebrated. Together, we can forge women's equality. Collectively, we can all #BreakTheBias.
Totoo.
So, yun, di ba, parang being part of the movement is recognizing that what men can do, women can. And what women can do, men can. Di ba?
And other people in between.
Yes. Everyone.
Walang nakakaangat, walang anything.
We're all equal. True.
Hindi yung, nabasa ko na hindi ka babae lang, babae ka.
Babae ka, that's true.
Same din, hindi ka bakla lang, bakla ka. Mm-mm. Parang ganun. At sa lalaki, ganun din.
At the end of the day, it's not about your orientation and preference. It's about what you can do and what you can contribute to the community.
And what's your impact to the people around you.
Yes, that's true. Ayun! Grabing episode, no? Happy International Women's Month sa inyong lahat. Kumares and kumpares.
Yes. And I hope na masana makaano rin kayo, no? Yung tipong sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon, spread the word.
Yes.
If you have heard it somewhere, this may not be the first time that you're hearing this, if you've heard it somewhere, simulan nyo na na ipamalita yung magandang balita na yan
mm-hmm.
o yung empowerment na yan sa mga tao na kapaligid pa sa inyo.
Start to break the bias.
Totoo.
Participate in the movement. And I also wanna take this time to greet our network. So, this has been brought to us by Cut Print Podcast Network. And as you all know, guys, Cut Print Podcast Network is run by women.
Yes. Diba?
Strong women. Like, we wanna shout out...
production crew natin, women. Puro babae. Ang dami nilang babae. So,
so super kudos. And we wanna do a quick shout out to our... CEO.
CEO, Miss Patsy. Miss Patsy Ferrer.
Hello, hello sa iyo, Miss Patsy. See you sa sync up na. And yon. So, where can they find us?
Yes, please follow us on our socials. On Facebook, we are...
KumaraTalk The Podcast. And on Instagram, we are...
KumaraTalk Podcast. And on Twitter, we are...
KumaraTalk.
And this is again, Owie.
And this is Jaya. And always remember...
Chica moderately. Bye.